Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1168. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember, Baron Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And Lufur Shleima Sarafega Basle Nechama. Getting back to Amalach of Shoichet Slaughtering. Okay, so we spoke about last year in reference to making oneself bleed, bruising, and so on. Okay, moving back a little bit, we spoke about one of the problems of one of the surim, the things one is not allowed to do, is in reference to shechet, slaughtering, and that is not just slaughtering an animal, but actually killing a insect. It would not be allowed either, even though you're not actually slaughtering the insect, but to kill an insect in general, a general standard insect. There's a fly, right? I want to, you know, whack the fly with the fly swatter, and I'm going to kill it. You're not allowed to do that. Sometimes there's an ant, there's a couple of ants, so I'll step on the ants like this, they won't bother me, I can't do that either. So one has to be careful not to kill insects. But, okay, I want to just talk about, in reference to, what about insects in water? Let's say a person comes and they have to use the bathroom, right? And it's a question of, they need the bathroom, this is their bathroom. Now the problem is, or the person used the bathroom and they realize that there's a fly that's still alive, for example, and we'll see an example brought down the Dirshu in the Mishabura. There's a fly in the toilet bowl, in the bowl itself, in the water. And I know if I flush it, I use the bathroom and I have to flush, but now if I flush it, it's going to kill the fly. Am I allowed to flush? So before I get to that, I just want to go through one quick thing, which is a dove pashut, but we have to keep on chazering it over and reviewing it again and again. It's extremely important, and that is brings down the Sefer Shabbos home on page 358. Even though you're not allowed to kill an animal, even though you're not allowed to kill an insect, but when it comes to endangering a human life, then it's like we always say, all hands on deck, and you're allowed to kill it, no problem at all. So he brings down on page 358, right, or even in a cases where it's a question, it's a sophic pekuach nefesh, it's a question that might be endangering a human life, then also one would be allowed to kill an insect or even an animal for that matter. So he brings on a page again, 358, does the Sefer Shabbos home, one may kill any animal or insect that presents a danger to human life, even if the creature is not presently pursuing the person, because we'll see there's a whole in the Shulchan Aruch it's brought down. It depends in certain situations if it's going to an insect or an animal will cause harm, but not deadly. And so then it's a question if they're pursuing, running after the human being or not. Okay, we're not going to talk about that right now. Right now, I just want to stress the point in reference to a dangerous animal or a dangerous insect, right? So that's what he says. Even if the creature is not presently, whether it's an animal or an insect, is not presently pursuing the person, and even if it's so much as trying to run away. So that's Mamash in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's Dava Pashat Abmiyoid. So first of all, he gives a couple of examples. As the Sefer Shabbos home, for example, a mad dog. A snake, for example, that's a poisonous snake, right? Somebody's outside in the woods or whatever, poisonous snake, a wild dog, a mad dog that's dangerous, a scorpion. He brings down, and these are a little bit far-fetched cases, but they could come up. He brings down also bees in the presence of one who's allergic to bees. Sometimes, Rahman al-San, somebody's allergic to bees to the extent where it's dangerous, right? I mean, we hear this all the time. So then if there's a bee in that area of that person, then of course they could kill it. They don't, not just to trap it, but you could just go ahead and kill it. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind. So bees in the presence of one who's allergic to bees, insects that might be carrying dangerous diseases, he brings down. Also, sometimes you have time and place in certain places, certain countries, certain times. There's certain type of insects that might be carrying dangerous diseases. For example, certain types of ticks or mosquitoes. If one knows time and place that those ticks or mosquitoes in that area, that place, or that type of tick or mosquito, whatever the case is, could be dangerous, could be carrying dangerous diseases, so then it's all hands on deck, as we always say, one would be allowed to kill it. I mean, we have to realize one thing, in all these cases in general, a worst case scenario, I mean, 99.999% of the time, it's a melacha shein tzricha leguf, a person is killing these insects, or putting aside an animal for now, an animal is different, obviously the same thing, but it's not so, usually doesn't come up too often. Sometimes these various different type of insects, like a bee, somebody's allergic to a bee, whatever, and these when a person goes ahead and kills it, they're not doing it for the action that was done in the Mishkan. In other words, they're not killing it for to take to them to make use of the bee. They're doing it to get rid of the bee. So it's a different type of result, a different type of kavana, even though they're doing the action of an actual killing of the bee, but their kavana is just to get rid of it. I can't get rid of this bee, so I kill it. So it comes out, it's a malacha she'ein tzrich legufa, which is still asa midrabanan. We have to understand that, but this stuff makes it a lot easier, and especially even in cases of pekuach nefesh, endangering a life-threatening situations, whereby one could be over a flat-out malacha with the correct kavana, or, you know, we've spoken about many times. You could do anything you have to do when it's a question of bekuach nefesh, a human life in danger, or a Jewish human life in danger, or even a question whereby it's a Jewish human life in danger. Okay, but these cases, the point I'm trying to bring out, these cases are even less because of the fact that it's malach shein tzrich legufa. The person is doing it for a totally different reason. So it's a high level drabbanan, but be it as it may, you know, it's important to keep in mind. Okay, so now I'm just getting back to what we started talking about in the beginning of this year, reference to in water, having an insect in water. And I do want to say most of these shilas are brought down, are found in our simon of, in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tes Zion. We're not quoting the Shulchan Aruch per se each on every single case, but just like we spoke about by Tzod trapping, most of the questions came up in Simon Shin Tes Zion. If somebody wants to look it up, a lot of these, most of these shilas of Shechet slaughtering, especially when it comes to insects or animals and these various different type of things, comes even the bloodletting and the wounds and the making oneself bleed and so on. Most of it, a good chunk of it, anyways, most of it does come up in the Simon Shin Tes Zion. If one does want to look it up, okay. So now getting back to with the water, so the Mishnah Berurah actually. In Simon Sifkaton Mem Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Simon Shin Tes Zion, he's talking about something else over there, whatever the case, I'm not going to get into it, but Lamaisa, he just says, he mentions along the way that throwing an insect, any type of an insect, he talks about a flea sort of, but it could be with any type of insect. Again, we're not talking about life-threatening situations. We're talking about a simple insect, a fly, right, an ant, or whatever the case is. I mean, something that's totally no problem at all as far as hurting anybody. So the question is, so he says, so he says like this, the hukamoi hariga mamish, throwing an insect into water is mamish like hariga, it's mamish like killing it, it's basically killing it because of the fact that one is drowning the insect. Now sometimes the insect dies right away, sometimes not, but be it as it may, it's a question of drowning the insect. Most insects don't survive in water, even if they do for a short period of time, but it won't be long before they will not be surviving. So be it as it may, throwing an insect into water, one has to be careful, is also to do on Shabbos, right? Let's say I see, for example, we'll talk more about it, because we want to talk about, let's say, a person finds, like we said, an insect in the toilet bowl, right, and they use the toilet bowl, or even if they have to use the toilet bowl, so that's one type of case. Then you have another type of case, for example, it's in the sink. I'm going to wash my face, right? Shabbos morning, I wake up, I want to wash my face. One second. There's a couple of ants in the sink. You know, could I turn, and they're staying there. I can't get them to go out. Could I turn on the water? I'm going to now drown the ants. So that's another question. There's another question that comes up. Sometimes somebody has a fruit, right? A fruit, and there could be a couple of insects on the fruit. Sometimes they just want to wash off the fruit. It won't be a problem. So, one second. You wash off the fruit. We're not getting into the burr part of it. If that's burr, l'chayra, they're separated, whatever. But the question is now you're killing the insects, right? You're going to kill the insects. So, because I'm going to now wash the fruit and the insects go down the drain and I'm killing the insects. So these are some various, or sometimes a person has, let's say, I take out a utensil and there happens to be an ant crawling on my spoon. So I want to wash it off. One second, the ant's there. Right, the ant's alive, and now you wash it, it's going to go down the drain again, you're killing it. So these are some various different examples. Now, the case of the toilet bowl is different, so we'll talk about that, but I want to go through some of these various different cases in upcoming shiurim, because of the fact we see the Mishnah Berurah says straight out, you know, throwing an insect into water is mamish, basically doing an act of killing the insect. But we'll be mamshach light, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tuv.